150 people were killed in U.S. airstrikes over the weekend in Somalia. The Pentagon says that a drone hit an al-Shabaab training camp where a large-scale attack was being planned. U.S. planes also involved in that attack. The Pentagon also says it believes that everyone killed in the strike were terrorist fighters. The Obama administration has relied heavily on the use of drones to take out what it claims are suspected terrorists. Lisa Monaco at the White House, the president's counterterrorism and homeland security advisor, said that the White House will now disclose annually how many people have been killed by U.S. drones since 2009, including civilians.
Not only is greater transparency the right thing to do, it is the best way to maintain the legitimacy of our counterterrorism actions and the broad support of our allies.
Now, it's important to note that the new policy will not cover active hostilities in places like Iraq and Syria and Afghanistan. It only includes strikes in nations like Pakistan, Libya, Yemen, and, of course, Somalia. Joining me now is Michael Hayden. He was director of the National Security Agency from 1999 until 2005 and director of the CIA from 2006 until 2009. He has a new book out. It's called Playing to the Edge, American Intelligence in the Age of Terror. General Hayden, welcome back to the show.
Thanks very much, Todd. Happy to be here.
That strike in Somalia, 150 fighters killed, according to the Pentagon. Any strategic importance here or just another tactical gain in the war on terror?
No, it's an important tactical gain, but I think it's a tactical gain. It doesn't change the facts on the ground, but it makes us safer for the moment and actually creates some space so that policymakers can continue to do what they have to do eventually, which is to change the reality of the threat against us.
Now, we've learned in recent years about how the military and the CIA and the president himself go about choosing targets for drone strikes. What will we learn now from the new disclosures that Lisa Monaco and the White House is saying it's going to make on an annual basis?
Well, first of all, I was delighted that Lisa made that announcement. It's been hard for folks like me who actually have some real-world experience when it comes to the targeted killing program. It's been hard to try to justify the program in public since, frankly, we've been limited in what it is we can say about it. And so we have the claims made by the groups that you suggested are trying to follow this, which, frankly, the more extreme claims they make are not consistent with any of my life experience. But now we've got real numbers to put out there. Look, Todd, this is controversial. There aren't many governments who agree with our legal theory in terms of using targeted killings outside of the internationally agreed theaters of conflict. And so if we want legitimacy domestically and with our friends, we're just going to have to be more transparent about it.
There's a quote that's now getting kind of famous from you, General Hayden, in 2014 that says the reliance on air power has all the attraction of casual sex. It seems to offer gratification, but with very little commitment. And we need to be wary of a strategy that puts emphasis on air power and air power alone. Do you stand by that statement? And do these disclosures bring maybe a different calculation to how committed you are to the attraction of drone strikes?
Yeah, actually, that quote, it is an accurate quote, Todd, was directed specifically at our efforts against ISIS in Iraq and Syria. And there, the nature of the problem is such that no one with any experience in these kinds of matters thinks that we can defeat ISIS with air power alone. This is a necessary, but I would admit, Todd, insufficient action on our part. My last week in government, I was on the margins of an NSC meeting. Rahm Emanuel, then the White House Chief of Staff, thanked me for something I had briefed on the margins of the meeting and operational success. I said, Rahm, thank you very much. That's kind of you to congratulate us on that. But you realize, Rahm, if we don't change the facts on the ground, we get to kill these people forever. And my point being that that's not a successful strategy.
General Michael Hayden, part of your book tour the last couple of weeks has been going after Donald Trump for his rhetoric on the campaign trail, saying that he would bring back waterboarding, saying that he'd be willing to target the families of terrorists and other civilians. These things, of course, are war crimes and are illegal. You seem to have gotten to him. Donald Trump now says in his speeches that he has to stay within the law. But then I noticed kind of a wink and a nod to his raucous crowds that he's going to stay within the law, but ISIS doesn't stay within the law, so I'm going to do what I have to do.
Yeah, there's a lack of clarity. You had the frankly, outrageous comments at the debate last Thursday. Look, Todd, my book's called Playing to the Edge. And so, frankly, I think I've had to defend myself against being very aggressive. But the title implies, in fact, it states that there is an edge, that there are limits. And some of the rhetoric coming out of Mr. Trump was well beyond any edge that a civilized nation should accept.
And still, you're acknowledging with your book title and your reference to it that there are edges you cannot cross. Maybe Donald Trump has, but there are millions of people who think that you crossed it long ago, and that President Obama did too.
Fully agreed. And that's the debate of a free people. So if we can just imagine a table in front of us, Todd, there are some things off here to one side that no one could possibly think would be acceptable. And there are some things over here on the other side that no one could argue against. And then you got most of the rest of the things you have as options. And those things are in what I try to describe in the book is an infinite gray zone in which you're trying to balance things, frankly, Todd, that are virtues, liberty, security, privacy, safety. But in the real world, you have to make choices. And how you balance what is the correct choice for that moment depends on the totality of circumstances in which you find yourself. And as a free people, we argue about that.
One also hopes that as Americans go out to presidential campaign rallies, regardless of which one they're going to, that they're getting at least some version of a nuanced view of this complex problem, regardless of whether they think Michael Hayden acted responsibly or not. Michael Hayden is former director of the National Security Agency and former director of the CIA. His new book is called Playing to the Edge, American Intelligence in the Age of Terror. General Hayden, thanks again.
Thank you, Todd.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.